But what does this mean? That's the big question we're wrestling with during this Christmas season. We've been looking at one of the most famous verses in the Christmas story. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 says, "Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And you're going to be insulted by my question today, but I want to talk about the word born. What does that mean? Well, obviously we know what it means. It means that Mary pushed and Joseph panicked and Jesus popped out. That's what it means. Well, I know that's what it means. I don't need to like repeat my middle school health class. I mean, what does it mean that a Savior has been born, that God has been born? How is it possible that Jesus, who is divine, was born of a woman? What does that mean? And my short answer is, I have no idea. I mean, how can God, who can't be contained in the galaxy, in the universe, how can he be contained in the womb and then be born into this physical world? Like, my three-pronged brain just can't make that work logically. But the Bible does tell us a little bit of what that means. That because Jesus was born, however it happened, it means that he gets it. It means that Jesus, for all of his existence, hasn't just been up in heaven, like wondering what it's like to live on earth. It means he gets it. And that's such good news, isn't it? I've been a pastor for about 11 years now, and I've really learned after years and years of counseling that what people want more than anything from me is not that I have a Bible passage to fix it, but that I have a heart that gets it. Like, if I can empathize, if I can suffer with them, if I know that marriage is difficult or suffering is difficult or we have spiritual questions, like when people leave my office, even if I never say the right thing, if I get it, they feel so much better. And they say things like, "Pastor, I'm so glad I came to talk to you." And I smile because I haven't said anything intelligent. Sometimes I've barely said anything at all. And this Christmas, I want you to know that because Jesus was born, he gets it. He gets what it's like to come into a complicated world. He knows what it's like to be part of a family that doesn't always understand him. He knows what it's like to be betrayed by a friend, to be abandoned by people he thought he could trust. He's been a victim of injustice. He's been slandered and accused, misunderstood. People have assumed his motives. He gets it. And so when you pray to him on those days that life is tough, you don't pray to a Jesus who has to scratch his head and say, "Huh, that sounds bad." But a Jesus who looks you right in the eye and he nods and he says, I get it. Maybe the best passage to explain what this means comes from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 4 verse 15 says, "We do not have a high priest, Jesus, who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin." So when you think about the Christmas story, when you see little Jesus there in the manger, as you drive past another manger scene, I want you to smile and remember that your Savior gets it. That's what that means. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you understand us. No matter what kind of suffering or pain we're going through, you get it. You know what it's like, and you care. You're a compassionate God, and your heart is full of empathy. You understand us, and you want to make things better. Help us to remember what kind of compassionate Savior you are. Help us to remember that you're not just a rescuer, you are the Savior who was born for us. And so we pray with great hope. We know that we can draw near to you because of what you've done, and we know that you get it. We thank you so much for this in your beautiful name. Amen.